We've reported on how Barack Obama's candidacy has caught the imagination of some people in other countries. His multiracial background and cosmopolitan upbringing are unusual for somebody running for the highest office in the U.S. But Hillary Clinton's campaign has also received a lot of international attention. We sent reporter Nguyen Quy Duc to the annual Global Summit of Women going on this week in Hanoi. The summit has brought together hundreds of female executives from around the world.
There's a lot of tough talk about the strength of women at this gathering, and a lot of talk about the first woman who's come so close to making it to the top in America. Here's the president of the Global Summit of Women, Irene Natividad.
If I admired her in the beginning, I admire her even more now for her resilience, for her tenacity, for her intelligence, for her policy expertise that is clearly superior, and for her ability to withstand every brick that has been thrown to her and come out smiling and being positive.
For someone like Natividad, the American people haven't been fair to Clinton, and neither have the media.
Ugh. That is an understatement. When the media has been horrible in terms of covering her. From day one, they talked about her as if she were a loser from day one. Every time she won, the articles would say, oh, come from behind. Oh, she eked out a victory. From the get-go, she was a loser.
Another participant is Damayanti Vasudevan, a native of India. Her comment, the U.S. should get with it.
The U.S. is far behind in that regard. If you think about the rest of the world, and you think about places like Israel, India, Philippines, Vietnam, Ireland, all have had women leaders. And the U.S. being one of the most, supposedly the most advanced countries in the world, it's suddenly taken a long time to get a woman this far.
In some of those countries, women have come to power due to their family connections with the help of famous spouses or fathers. Cristina Kirchner succeeded her husband in Argentina, and Gloria Arroyo, president of the Philippines, and the late Benazir Bhutto of Pakistan had fathers who were leaders. But some thought Hillary's connection hurt her. Selima Ahmad is president of the Bangladesh Women Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
I think because of her husband, Hillary couldn't make it. If she didn't have the controversy about the Clinton issue, maybe she could have made it.
But whatever the baggage and sexism Hillary Clinton had to deal with, there's another factor.
If Obama was not there, maybe she could have made it. I think Obama was a real, real charismatic person.
Many here say, one way or another, whether it's a woman or a black man, things have changed in the U.S. Fatima Vasosa, an NGO representative from the Philippines, says it's surprising that America is only now dealing with these issues.
They're very advanced, but in terms of the gender index, the Philippines is much ahead. That's why there's a lot of readiness in having a Philippine woman president. And I'm not so sure about the U.S. because they're lagging behind several countries in terms of gender readiness or gender openness.
Some women say they despair about seeing a woman in the White House in their lifetimes. But for Selima Ahmed, just the fact that Hillary Clinton made it thus far means there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
It will change. I think after 10 years, it will change. We have to wait another 10 years.
For the world, I'm Nguyen Quy Duc in Hanoi.